There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The old Bieber on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, happy Friday, you guys. Breezy's been a little emotional this morning. She has been crying, and I checked. They are real tears because she's dreading this phone call to her girlfriend live on the air right now. And according to her, she's dropping a bombshell of a confession, is what she called it. I don't know what it is, but this is obviously not easy to do. But when you have a radio show, sometimes it's things that are extremely personal to you automatically becomes public. And you guys are a big part of our lives. And given what we do for a living, we don't really have the opportunity to have a huge private life. But we knew what we were signing up for.
Yeah.
So are you ready to call your girlfriend? And why is this such a big, why are you so, I don't know, all over the place today when it comes to this? Because this seems very dramatic and over the top. But, you know, anyways, the stage is yours.
Well, I just like... I don't know. I feel like if you know my girlfriend, like sometimes things that are like a super big deal to me, like aren't a big deal to her and vice versa. Like if things are a big deal to her, they're not a big deal to me. And like, this is a huge, I feel like I royally screwed up and like at her expense. And now like, I have to tell her. I've been dreading it. I've literally been trying to push it off. And I'm just like really, I'm really freaking out right now.
Yeah, your energy is definitely rubbing off on me. Where's her number? Where did you put her?
I put it in the car.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
I don't know. Do we have to do this?
This is your idea.
I know, but I'm having regrets.
I'm calling her right now.
Like,
I'm calling her.
I just don't.
Okay.
I'm really nervous.
Oh, it's ringing.
I'm panicking.
I don't blame you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Breezy's girlfriend.
Hey, man.
Oh, the reason we're calling is because Breezy had something she wanted to tell you. So take it away, Breezy.
I have something I need to tell you, but I'm like, I'm panicking, so...
I'm so confused right now.
You should be.
So, why am I crying?
What are you getting all emotional for? Just come out and say it. Breezy's pregnant.
No,
That was what I was thinking we're having this conversation about. A dream. Let's get after it.
Sweetie.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Okay. I did something. I really screwed up, and I don't want you to be mad.
The drama.
Please don't be mad.
What did you do? You forgot the laundry? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
So you know how we've been like super into like our fitness goals?
Yeah.
So you know how I've been like. going to the gym and using your membership and running on the treadmill.
Yeah.
So yesterday,
what's happening?
I don't know why you're so emotional.
Yesterday, I was put in a very compromising position, and I was cornered by the manager, and they made me take a picture on your account.
I had a feeling that was going to happen sometime soon. Not just telling me the bad news on air and while I'm at work.
I'm trying to understand here. So
I have been going and working out. I work out at a gym, and I love my gym, but I don't have access to a treadmill. And I don't have access to a gym membership because I can't afford it.
She can afford it. That's simply a lie.
I agree.
$10 a month.
I don't have access to a gym membership because either I can't afford it or I don't want to pay for it. So I've been using my girlfriend's gym membership, and she didn't have a picture attached to her account.
Right.
And yesterday, the manager was like, "We don't have a picture for you." And I was like, "Oh, I'm not comfortable doing that." He goes, "Well, we have to." And I was like, "Not today. Like, we can't do that today." And he goes, "Smile, cheese." And
so they cornered you.
So they cornered me. And now my picture is on my girlfriend's gym membership. So if she were to go sign in,
it's a picture of you.
Yeah.
That's wild. Did you at least look like me yesterday? No,
I tried to, like, put my neck like yours and, like...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I tried... Hold on a second. I tried to make my neck look like yours.
I don't know. You have a long, skinny neck. I don't. And what? I tried...
That's really impossible.
What happens next?
I don't know. I'm panicking.
This is fraud.
I could go to jail for identity theft.
100%.
Absolutely.
Are you mad?
Yeah. Furious, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Worst things have happened. Worst things have happened at okay? Not to mention, why are you so emotional?
Because I didn't want her to be upset.
If this is the worst thing you can do in a relationship, then, God, I'll take that relationship any day.
I'm going to be honest. This is the best worst news Breezy's ever given me. So.
All right, so clearly...
I'm totally fine. I've never been better. Okay.
So basically what you're saying is anytime I have to deliver bad news, I have to present it as someone's dead?
No, you have to do it live on the radio.
No, it doesn't have to... It shouldn't be that big of a deal.
I agree.
But what do I do now? News. What do we do now?
What do you do? Well, what does she do?
You just keep going to... So I guess I have to run outside in the 0-degree weather.
Yeah, this is officially your girlfriend's problem. You put her in this predicament. So
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's okay. Worst things can happen. And you know what, Breezy? It's $10 a month. You can swing it, okay?
She can't swing it.
She's so cheap. She really is.
She's saving for a house. She's the cheapest person I know.
All right, well, listen, thanks for taking this so well.
Thanks for being so understanding. You really
no
are my
problem.
Person.
The tears.
Okay.
All right.
Relax.
All right, see ya.
See ya, bye.
Are you good?
I'm going to jail for identity theft.
Oh my Lord.
I think it's the fear of disappointing the one that I love and going to jail. Because those are all two real possibilities. And never being able to run on a treadmill again, which I mean it would be do wonders for my shin splints, but oh, she's calling me on my personal line. I should probably take this.
98 PXY.